Hello.
The man grimaced in pain. He fell out of his bed. Not a great start to his morning. On his way downstairs, walking out of his room, he hit his head on the door. Ouch. The man continued down the hallway, where he stubbed his toe on the baseboard.
Oh.
Ouch. That hurt the man a lot. He was in great pain by this point. He continued down his way to the stairs, and he ended up smashing his elbow against a doorframe. Ouch. He then reached the stairs, where he catapulted himself down with reckless abandon. The man died. This is a warning against the dangers of deviating from your morning routine. Hello, and welcome back to
The Adolescent Effect.
I'm your host, Spencer Scott, joined by co-hosts
Max Van Dusen
and
Parker Johnson.
Today, we'll be talking about our morning routines. I'll begin by talking a little bit about my own personal morning routine. I like to wake up at 6 o'clock, which that's actually an important part of your morning routine, is waking up. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't wake up, it won't be morning.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's still morning even if you don't wake up.
Well, if you don't wake up, that could potentially mean that you're dead. So you have to prove to everyone that you're not dead.
It's true. But waking up for some people could be during the night. So them saying good night might be like saying good morning some people, you know, because...
Like, have a good day. Have a good day at school. Because, mm-hmm. like, night school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Like, night classes.
Yep.
It's very interesting. Do you know anybody that's nocturnal?
One time my mom's friend said that her brother Barry was nocturnal, but she didn't believe him. So, I don't know.
I mean, there's only really one way to prove it, so...
Well, I just don't know who Barry is, so...
No.
I can't find out.
I guess that makes sense. I used to have a pet salamander that was nocturnal.
Oh, yeah, because amphibians are nocturnal.
Yeah, amphibians and, like...
Reindeer?
So is Santa, actually.
Don't talk about Santa. I hate Santa.
Yeah, you're right. Santa's the worst. But it was kind of annoying because this freaking amphibian, I called him...
Fred?
Yeah, Fred the Amphibian.
It's a stupid name.
Stop!
Fred is an acronym.
Oh. Freaking radical...
Exponential death. Actually, thinking about it now, that doesn't really make sense that much.
No, it doesn't. You should have named him Sal.
What would that stand for?
Yeah, that's...
Salamander.
Oh.
No.
Wait,
what does A stand for?
That's stupid. That's like naming your kid Hugh.
Short for huge?
Short for human. Silly goose. Oh, sorry. That's a sensitive word. Yeah. People don't like it when I call them silly goose.
But anyways, being nocturnal isn't a very cool thing to do because you don't really get to interact with anyone. Like, for example, Fred. I could never talk to him because he was always asleep.
It's also very difficult to get your vitamin D because you get it from the sun.
I thought you got vitamin C from the sun.
How many different vitamins are there?
At least 6.
Vitamin A through F?
There's probably more, but who knows?
Undiscovered yet.
There's got to be a vitamin D.
What is vitamin D?
I'm pretty sure vitamin D you get from Sunny D.
Vitamin...
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Just forget about it.
What else do you do besides waking up at 6?
That's it. I just wake up
at
6.
You don't, like, get out of bed and stretch?
No, I stay in my bed.
So, like, you wake up, but then you just, like, lay there, and then when the time comes, you go back to sleep?
Yeah, that's... No, of course I don't do that, you silly goose.
I mean, you'd have to eat, so I don't... Yeah. Unless you have a butler.
Well, I'm photosynthesis. I perform photosynthesis.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you're a plant. I hate plants.
stop.
That's another reason not to be nocturnal. You can't perform photosynthesis if you're nocturnal.
Do plants ever sleep? Can't really tell because they don't have eyes.
I mean, they have to, I feel like.
I mean, it's a key part of...
plant culture.
Also, I learned in psychology that when you sleep, you build memories. So there's got to be, like, a childhood memory of a tree that they, like, replay through their mind throughout the night. I wouldn't know because I'm not a plant, but...
Well, I know because I am a plant. That's how it works.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to explain a little bit about your life as a plant?
Well, because it's really hard because I feel like people judge me based off of my green coloring. And it's...
No, it's okay. I think it's cool.
Yeah, no. All colors are accepted.
Thanks, guys. I'm glad that you guys are tolerant and accepting because... It's hard because I'm not a plant that people like to have around.
You're like a weed almost?
I've been told that I'm a weed. And not the good kind of weed either. Just a pesky weed.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, if I'm going to be honest, I do think green is a little bit weird, but...
Max, stop.
No, it's not.
That's not appropriate.
I had to say it. This podcast is all about honesty now.
Stop! Stop it!
Is that your plant voice?
He's coming through. I can't help it. When you anger me, I just start turning green and harnessing the power of the sun.
That's why. I was like wondering why you're saying that you're green, because you weren't.
It's getting kind of stuffy in here. Do you mind photosynthesizing real quick?
I didn't feel
anything. There you go. That should... No. You don't feel it. Like, it's your lungs that feel it.
My lungs?
Or your lungs? Breathe.
No, breathe. It's fresh oxygen. Fresh homemade. It's good, huh?
That was rather hard to digest.
I like, flavor my oxygen.
Add some nutrients.
It's like the Gatorade of oxygen.
I thought that trees gave off carbon dioxide. Oh, wait, no, they give... It's glucose and oxygen, of course.
You said you took psychology. How do you not know this?
Psychology is the study of the mind, not the study of plants.
Whatever. Study of plant minds. You said that trees build memories when they're asleep. How do you know that?
I never said trees
Checkmate.
Do.
Checkmate. No. Checkmate.
This Checkmate. Is not about chess. Stop.
I mated you.
No, you didn't. Nobody ever mates me.
You got checkmated.
All right.
Let's change the topic for mating.
So, typically after 6 a.m. in the morning, I personally like to fall out of bed because it kind of starts my day with a thud.
Yeah.
Is there something else that you guys like to do?
I actually love, float out of my bed. It's a little gentler. Like, those who are force sensitive may be able to do this, but not everybody is. So, I understand that some people might need, a forklift to do this. So I would recommend investing in a forklift if you're financially able to.
Well, I just think that falling out of bed, you don't want to pamper yourself by just floating away, you know? You really need to
be
feel
grounded.
Some pain. Yeah. And that'll really get you in the mood to attack the day with enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's why I prefer to fall out of bed as hard as I can from the top bunk and then immediately get up and start doing jumping jacks.
With Jack?
Who's Jack?
Do you share a room with Jack?
No. Who's Jack?
Well, you said jumping jacks.
You said
jacks.
He's jumping.
Yeah.
Do you jump over Jack? Is that why they're called jumping jacks?
No, that's leapfrog.
Who's Frog?
Wait, So, can you please explain what jumping jacks, how you do them?
How to perform a jumping jack?
Yeah.
Just like one
can
singular
jumping
jack? Can you,
show
jack?
Us so that we can see it?
Well, ideally, you'll start with your hands at your sides, standing straight up, almost like a pencil, except not with your arms up, with them down. And then you're going to jump, extend your feet outwards.
Wait, so you keep your hands at your side the whole time?
So,
No, I was getting to that part.
Like a cartwheel? No.
Well, I mean, almost like a cartwheel, except you land as a cartwheel and then jump again and go back to a pencil. Pencil, cartwheel. Pencil. Cartwheel. Just like that.
Wait, so it's like you're about to do a cartwheel, but then you fake at the last minute.
Yeah. Fake cartwheel.
Wow. Interesting. I actually prefer playing leapfrog, especially if there's another person in the room.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is fun to play leapfrog with.
He jumps really high.
Yeah, but he always cheats, because right when you're about to jump over him, he jumps.
Ouch.
And so he, like, jumps into you and, like, knocks you in the face. Yeah.
Yeah,
so more pain to start the day, but I think it's pretty effective.
And then he starts, like, beating you up. Classic Jack, am I right?
Jack is such a weird guy.
Yeah. Why is he in your house, Parker?
I feel like everybody has a Jack, don't they?
I thought you didn't have any brothers. Is he your grandpa?
No. Uncle?
Grandpa Jack?
Dad?
It's just Jack.
No. No. Nope.
So, have you heard about the recent trend going around called the car durability trend?
I think I might have.
I think, is that where you take, is it the fruits or like...
I thought it was vegetables.
Like the fruits of your labor?
I mean, you would know, because you were the one that suggested it. Well, no, like you were talking about the car durability.
Oh, yeah. It was pioneered by famous TikToker DZ Nuts.
DZ Nuts? That's kind of a weird name.
That's really weird.
Who names their child D?
I think it's a nice name.
And, like, who has a middle name starts with a Z? Like, xylophone?
Zebra?
Z-ray? Yeah, I don't know. There's only very few possibilities.
Zucumber?
Oh. That could be one.
Well, anyway, the trend is making sure that your car is up to, like, safety inspections by testing if... a full-grown watermelon thrown at exactly 13 miles an hour will break your windshield.
Interesting.
How much does a full-grown watermelon weigh?
More than me.
I don't think that's true.
How much do you weigh?
I don't feel
less than a full-grown, less than a full-grown watermelon,
okay,
obviously.
40 pounds, 40 pounds.
I knew it!
I don't feel very comfortable.
Have
about
you?
It, but...
Sorry. I have like an idea that would help you bulk up a little bit.
Really, I've been searching, but
so if you wear, hear me out. It's gonna sound strange. If you wear adult diapers, you'll be able to retain fluids better, and thus increasing your weight.
That's true, but I would have to let it all go at some point, right?
No. You just put a couple more over it. You retain all weight.
But, never mind.
It's a good idea, huh?
Well, I can't argue with that.
I mean, I would probably smell pretty bad, though.
Some people would probably like that smell.
Like who?
My dog.
Ew.
I don't think even your dog likes that smell.
No, she likes to roll around in horse poo. So she'd probably like the smell.
But she doesn't like the smell. She just likes the texture.
No, I think she likes the smell.
That's why she rolls around in it?
Yeah, it's like perfume.
Where did she find it?
We used to live next to a horse pasture. That's where she found it.
Oh. Hmm. Understandable.
Well, does this car trend kind of relate to morning routines? I mean, personally, every morning, I like to... choose a fruit and then like
throw it out your car.
Well, not at my car, but out the window.
Oh.
And then sometimes it lands on a car. But
like your car or just somebody else's?
I normally aim for people. No, because I mean, that wouldn't make sense if I wanted to damage my own car.
Yeah.
So is there like a reason behind the madness? Why exactly are you going out targeting people with fruits.
I don't know. Ever since I became vegetarian, I just love to throw fruits for some reason. And ever since I threw that one watermelon at that one person, it just, like, I don't know. He never really got up from, like, he never... I don't know. I stared at him for, like, at least an hour, and he just didn't move, and I just, like, had this really warm feeling inside ever since. So, it's a great start to the morning.
You've been chasing that same high for a long time.
I mean, so there is the tolerance effect, so it's not as fun to hit one person anymore. I'll have to hit at least a couple people, like two, three, even I've done up to a dozen one time.
Wow.
A baker's dozen.
But did they get up?
Well, I started getting bored watching them, so I just... Typically, I watch for about 25 minutes, and then I leave.
That's all that your attention span can, like, withhold?
Yeah.
And then you have to go do it again.
Yeah, and then my mom says it's time for supper, so that's when I kind of stop.
Yeah, good on your mom for keeping you on track, you know?
Yeah, but I haven't told her this, but I start to wake up earlier to do it so I can watch longer.
So do, like, when they're... After they've gotten hit by the fruit, do they, like, spasm a little bit on the ground, or are they pretty much just out cold?
I mean, it really depends on the person and the age and the gender. I've found that typically people that older... that are older, and if they have some sort of disease, you can't really tell, but I mean, I kind of have a sixth sense that tells me when people
like
have
if diseases. They're in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're in a wheelchair, typically they have someone pushing them.
So, two for one.
Well, yeah, exactly. So normally the people will cover the people in the wheelchair that are pushing them, so it's hard for me to see, but normally, you'll see a little foot spasm here and there. It just really depends.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I would honestly suggest doing it. You have to have a pretty tall house. I would recommend renting out a penthouse top of skyscrapers, because then they don't trace it back to who did it. You can't get arrested.
It could be someone from any of the floors.
Could, yeah.
But then you have to, like, lead them, so to speak, by law. You have to drop it really early so it hits them right on time, you know?
You have to be good
it's
at
true.
It.
True.
Yeah, it's, but a, Max it's is an art, hard, isn't
he's
it?
But I mean, after doing it for a couple years, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. I was about to... Well, now that you say that, I'm thinking about getting into this sport, but where do I start?
What sport? Oh, this sport?
Yes.
So I would probably recommend starting with the smaller ones.
Like grapes, because you can practice a lot. There's a lot of...
That's true.
Yeah. And grapes are, you'll have to find some that are pretty dense, because otherwise it won't hurt them.
Yeah.
And they won't get knocked out. But, I mean, so the squishier ones probably will just feel like a water droplet.
Yeah.
Unless you drop it really high. Like, you could do it out of an airplane and then put, like, a GoPro on it.
Oh.
That would be super cool to see the POV of the grape, like, hitting someone.
Yeah, the only problem is... It's kind of biased because some people think the GoPro will hit the person.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's
but
stupid.
But, yeah, it's stupid. If you attach the grape to the bottom of it...
Yeah, then, obviously, the grape's
I mean,
hit.
According to physics, the grape will... fall first because it's lighter and the GoPro won't like spin because it's just
air resistance is perfect.
GoPros are air resistant, so I mean obviously the grape is gonna hit first. So I don't know, those are stupid people.
Newton's third law.
It's like the people that think the world is round, like what are you doing? But I mean, yeah, so I would recommend starting with grapes, then going to oranges. Probably start with orange slices.
Oh, yeah.
Then you can start working your way up to pineapples.
I feel like bananas would be really interesting, just because...
Yeah, with like an odd shape.
I mean, so, yeah, the banana is a lot of the flick of the wrist and the form, so it's a lot easier for the other ones, but for the banana, you probably want to do a spinning motion,
So you have a couple of different techniques that you use?
Yeah, I personally like to take the peel off beforehand because then it's just a more satisfying hit.
Yeah, because I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but then, yeah, eventually you'll want to get into the watermelons. And then I buy my watermelons from Uzbekistan because they just...
They're juicy. Kind of,
and they mastered the technique of growing them. So... Yeah.
Like, do they have
they're a lot bigger
aerodynamic? And,
So yeah, they actually grow them in a triangle shape.
They grow like special models just for this.
Yeah,
like the watermelon 2.
Well, like 2XS, the new release. 3.
What about coconuts? Because those are pretty
coconuts
solid.
Aren't fruits. Nah,
that takes the fun out of it. Like it's that's playing.
Yeah, I guess that's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's kinda cheating.
I like pumpkins too. Some people say that they're not fruits, but they have seeds in them.
Yeah. Clearly.
So. And they're orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have a stem. And they grow from the ground, so.
Checkmate.
That's 100% fruit.
A lot of green flags there.
Well, I would invite all of you to try out this new sport, this new recreational activity, and add it to your morning routines. Who knows? You just might like it. And just a heads up to... Be on the lookout for some awesome merch that's coming out really soon.
We're not kidding this time. It's actually here.
For real.
Yeah, we actually have an embroidery
machine.
We have
a prototype.
We do. We'll show it to you guys when we feel the time is right.
Yep.
But
time is soon.
Until then, start thinking about what you want to change in the new year. And if you want to start listening to the Adolescent Effect more.
And maybe get a job so that you can afford the merch.
I'm not doing that.
Exactly. Well, so we were thinking about starting at around the $350 range, but since it's the new year, I think we're going to drop it down. So be on the lookout.
Yeah. We're generous.
Yeah.
We're going to give you at least 95% off.
At least.
So it's a huge sale.
At least 1% off. Don't say things you can't deliver.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Make sure to check out the Instagram at The Adolescent
That's
Effect.
True. You can always find more news about the merch.
Faux show.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Beautiful.